Hey, Jesse, you here? Jesse, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, thanks for joining me. Sorry about all the technical difficulties.
No, it's okay. It was partially my end too. It said something about a screen overlay, and I'm like, I got no idea. So I just started turning everything off.
That's fine. Well, thank you for joining me on the MHS class of 20 something, 2000 and something podcast. This is just real informal. I realized the other day it had been 10 years since we have graduated, and I kind of wanted to reach out to some people, and I was really glad that you said that you would do this. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and I really do appreciate the honor of you having me on the cast.
I did one with Brandon earlier, and I was trying to get it to post, and I'm not sure what's going on, but I promise that all of these will eventually see the light of day, and I'll make it available. So I knew your wife wanted to listen to it too, but
Yeah.
let's go ahead and jump right in. So again, 10 years ago we graduated. What did you do immediately after graduation? Did you have the party? Did you go off to college? Did you just start the workforce? Give me a little bit of your backstory.
As soon as I graduated, no joke, I literally went to dumpster and took my graduation cap and gown and threw it in the dumpster because I just didn't care about graduation. I was one of those guys and one of those people that are very rare that just have no care in the world about that. But looking back on that, I probably should have kept it just mainly because my son's gonna be like, well, Daddy, where's your cap and gown? And I'll have to tell the story, and I really don't know if I want him to follow exactly in those footsteps, but it's okay.
What did your parents say? Did they know that you did that?
Well, my mom and dad weren't too happy about that, but I told them I'd pay them back for it. It's okay, no big deal. And my grandparents were like, I can't believe you did that, but it's all good now. They now see why I think the way I think, and I continue to more I move forward from that. But directly after that, I honestly had no idea what I wanted to do as far as did I want to go get a job? Did I want to go into college? I actually decided that I was going to attempt to go into a college, but after looking at a bunch of different colleges and finding out how much cash they really do take and how much of a little bit of a tightwad I can be at times. I decided that colleges was not for me. I didn't want to do what everybody else was doing. I didn't really know why I was thinking this stuff, and so I actually got a local job at a Walmart and a couple of different other places, just kind of job hopping. Didn't really know what I wanted to do, and finally settled down and decided to go into a different career path, and that's where I'm at right now. So,
All right, and you're kind of like your own contractor, right?
yes and no. I personally classify my career choice as an entrepreneur. And then what I also do is I do a little bit of investing, but my bread and butter is the business that me and my wife started, which is construction work. We actually tend to stick more to the handyman industry because it seems as though in Newcastle and a lot of the surrounding areas there's a major need for guys to do smaller work.
Okay. I can see that since there's such like a large population of elderly in the area, like people that need someone just to kind of come over and help out, do some things around the house.
Exactly.
I can see that. Speaking of your wife, where did you meet her and how long after graduating and all that fun stuff? What, I don't even know her name. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Her name's Cassandra. We actually met. Oh, geez. I would say it was in 2009, 1 year after graduation. I kind of knew who she was, but didn't really like. We didn't really start seeing each other until about 2009,
And she's from the
and.
area also?
She's from Newcastle. Yeah, she actually went to Newcastle School District.
Okay.
We actually kind of hit it off. It's a long story. Honestly, don't have time for that
That's okay.
right now, but the long and short of it is, we met at a Christian youth camp. Well, not really camp. It was more like a youth I don't know what you call it, like a youth meeting.
Youth group kind of thing.
Exactly. Everybody has a different name for this. But yeah, we met there and we kind of hit it off. And I mean, the rest is pretty much history. There's really no long and shorts of anything. It's pretty much plain and simple.
Did you have the big Newcastle wedding? Was it like a justice of the peace thing somewhere in between?
We had a decent sized wedding. Now, luckily, since I was fortunate enough to grow up in a church and up in over in on the Ohio State line, they actually threw us a wedding themselves. They decorated everything. All the expenses were paid. As far as that's concerned, we took care of catering and such. So we were really fortunate to have a nice wedding, but have it on a budget. And we were really blessed as far as that's concerned, because I know weddings can get really expensive.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're very like financially savvy, a little bit of a I'm not penny pincher for a lack of a better term. Where did that all stem from?
Well, that's a funny story. Basically, I grew up in a pretty modest house, but for some reason, I just kept on. All throughout high school, I would dress in kind of hand-me-down clothing, and it wasn't really something I wanted to necessarily dress like the rest of my life. And I wanted to wear nicer clothes, and I've always had this dream of being rich. And so I decided to do something about it, and I actually started mowing grass to come up with some extra cash on the side of working part-time. And I had no idea what I was doing. I'd started spending my money because, as we all know, as soon as you get cash coming in, you're 16 years old, you think you own the world, and that's just not how life works. As soon as I got married and started having kids, I realized really quickly that, this is not a good idea to be spending money left and right. And there's monthly bills that do occur, and we had to figure out what we're going to do as far as a financial future. And so I started really, really reading on, finances, and it kind of sparked from the fact that I wanted to, live rich, but we're not there yet. So that's my end goal.
Got
Of course, everyone's end goal is that. So.
it. And you have two little ones now?
Yeah, one is 6 years old and one is a year and a half.
Boy and girl, what are their names?
No, they're both boys.
Oh, both
One
boys.
is Eli and Levi. So it's kind of a tongue twister. We did that on purpose.
Oh my gosh.
Eli is the year and a half, and Levi is 6 years old.
And what school district would they go to?
Currently, they are going to the Newcastle Christian Academy, which is right on Glenmore.
Okay.
And so they actually take the Union School District bus there in the mornings.
Okay, and then once they're done with that, what, like ninth grade or something, then they go to
I
Newcastle
I
Union.
don't know. I think that the Newcastle Christian Academy only has I think they only go up to sixth grade currently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they'll go into a high school, which we're trying to figure out what we want to do. Of course, we do have several years until we
Yeah.
do we hit that stage.
You got a little while. You're good. looking back at the last 10 years, like since you've graduated, after throwing your stuff in the dumpster, if you were to go back and do it all over again, what is the one main primary thing that you would change?
The one main primary thing.
Yep.
I
I mean,
would.
it doesn't even have to be big. If it's small and minuscule, like don't throw that cap and gown away, or if it's something huge, like saving cat, like what is it?
I would, if I had a time machine to go back, I would go back and tell my younger self two im really important things. And the first one is to read as much as you possibly can,
I agree with that.
because reading is knowledge and knowledge is everything. There's so much information out there in the world that you cannot just get from looking at your phones, from looking at YouTube videos. There's just so much out there. And the second one is to learn what passive income is and how to obtain it.
Okay. All right. I have no idea what that is, but I'm going to Google it after this. what is one thing you wish you would have done differently in those 6 years that you were in high school?
I wish that whenever I started getting a paycheck, that I would have learned how to invest it properly.
Okay. Did you take any of like the business courses at school with like DiMuccio or anything like that?
Honestly, I did. I didn't really take business. The only thing I remember doing as far as business was we had a class with, I believe it was Mrs. Shadley in our 9th grade rotation. In fact, she was the one who inspired me on a lot of different things in that particular class.
What is the one thing you were most proud of in the past 10 years?
One thing I'm most proud of in a that's a rough one.
We can always
I
come
would
back to it if you want to, but if you got
what
something off the top.
no, I would say that the one thing I am most proud of in my entire life is all of my failures. And that's mainly because I learn from those mistakes. But it also goes back to I'm really proud of the fact that I failed to listen to certain people because me and my wife were actually told not to get married, and we've been married for I want to say at least 6 or 7 years now. And I mean, we've had a rough time, but we've persevered past that time, and we've actually kind of beaten the odds. So,
Were you guys like not together for very long, or why were people telling you not to get married, if you don't mind me asking?
it's okay. Basically, we got married very young, and a lot of people believe that when you get married young, you don't really know what you're doing. But we kind of saw that as an opportunity to learn each other and learn where we wanted to go and learn how to collaborate with each other and learn how to what's the word I'm looking for, I guess, would be to talk to each other about different things and overcome obstacles that kind of come up and just sort of learn with each other and grow together. That was the big thing that we kind of learned throughout this entire adventure.
Were you 20 or 21? How old were you?
Geez, I'm gonna get slapped for this, but I think I was about 21 whenever we got married.
If we're 28 now and it was 7 years ago, it would be 21, right? 20 or 21,
Yeah,
somewhere in
something like that.
there. this is totally different. One TV show or Netflix show or something like that you're watching right now that you would recommend.
Shark Tank.
Okay.
I love Shark Tank.
Are they still making new ones? I think they are.
I have no idea, but I watch reruns, so I don't really we don't we honestly don't have cable. We don't have a lot of TV. We kind of survive off of Wi-Fi and all those smaller subscriptions like Netflix and that kind of thing.
I think a
But
lot of people do that. You're okay.
I mean Shark Tank because in my personal opinion, you learn to negotiate, you learn how to understand numbers, and you learn how to pitch. And it's basically a gigantic interview, is what it basically is.
Okay. All right. Another question, and you don't have to answer this either. But one thing that you enjoy drinking after you put the kids to sleep, or maybe they're not even asleep yet and you just need a beer at the end of the day. What is your favorite thing to sip on?
Well, how about this? I'll answer it like this. My favorite beer would be Sam Adams. I like imported and craft beers. The darker the better. So Guinness, that kind of stuff. But currently, I'm on a very strict diet because I'm trying to change my health habits, and because I have specific goals I want to reach, for my life. So.
Like health goals, you mean, or just like over better living, or
Overall lifestyle goals. I'm actually trying to, because I'm a smaller guy, I'm personally trying to gain a little bit of muscle mass. I'm trying to lean down a lot. I'm trying to just overall be healthier in what I do, because in my mind, and from what I've gathered from reading books and listening to different podcasts from people that are way smarter, excuse me, way smarter than me. Basically, they say take care of your life now, because it's like compounding interest for the rest of your life.
Okay, got it. Switching gears once again, I saw your post on Facebook this week about did it say kids or younger people get into fist fights? Can you give me the long and short of that again one more time?
Yeah, so basically, I was listening to a couple different songs and just kind of reflecting back on life. And my thought was, why is it? And this again is just completely the fact that I think way differently than a lot of people. Why is it that we don't take opportunities like fist fighting for boys? Because I mean, all throughout high school, every so often you would see like a fight break out in the cafeteria, or and you hear about kids fighting in school nowadays, and everybody gets so like worked up. Why don't we teach kids how to negotiate while they're trying to beat each other's brains out, in a way that allows them to understand each other's perspective? And sometimes it actually resolves conflict a heck of a lot faster than letting them go to town on each other and getting them into trouble, and then it goes on the records. I mean, it's just a whole different perspective than, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, and telling kids you can't do certain things all their entire life, if that makes sense. I mean, that was the kind of the gist of it.
I gotcha. Because I think the way it was posted, it was kind of worded a little bit differently, but I see what you're getting at now.
It was kind of thought-provoking, and that's what I like to do every once in a while. So,
No, that's good. And that's actually what my husband Brandon was saying, is that there were quite a few responses to it, and he said that some of them were actually quite enlightening. And I was wondering what your thoughts and responses to those were, because I knew he said there were some like biblical things pulled into it, and I just wanted to know if you were able to see the other side, what kind of like the most surprising comment back to that was. Just I wanted to get your
well, yeah, and one of the most surprising things were some of my friends that were on Facebook commenting. They were shedding a lot of light that I didn't even know that they did in the military, and just different ways around that. And I even commented on there. I told a couple of the people that were posting. I said, look, my son has my blessing that he needs to absolutely 100% avoid conflict as much as possible, because that's what wise people do. That's what wise leaders do, and they try to find the good in everything. But there are times when you just absolutely have to defend yourself. But can you do it in a way that's going to leave a win-win situation for both sides instead of a win-lose situation?
You think like a fist fight would resolve in a win-win?
It could. For instance, if you're fighting each other and you're trying to like you're so mad, you're hyped up on anger and whatever you want, and you start attacking each other, instead of just completely going at it, why not start talking to each other in the process? I'm mad at you because of this type deal. Why are you mad at me? And then, because a lot of honestly, from what I've gathered, and I'm not a psychologist, but from what I've gathered, a lot of people, the conflicts are 100% a result of a miscommunication on both ends. So, if that makes sense, I mean,
Yeah,
again,
I get it. It just sounds like maybe people need to learn how to communicate better. I don't know.
exactly.
Okay. All right. Got it. You were talking briefly about world leaders.
Yes.
Mind sharing who you voted for in the last election and why?
Well, the last election was kind of a weird one. Usually I would have voted for our current president, but I did not. I'll be honest. I actually voted third party, mainly because I looked at the views a little bit more. They lined up a little bit more with what I was kind of going for. At that time, and my political views kind of changed a little bit since then. So the person I voted for at that specific moment, I think his name was Gary Johnson, who was a libertarian. One of the things that really sparked my interest was the fact that he, if you looked at his profile, he started a handyman business and he grew it into one of New Mexico's biggest contracting companies. And he, ran balanced budgets and all this different stuff. And I figured, well, if he can do that for a small construction company in his lifetime, why can't he do that for the rest of the United States? And then I just kind of figured, well, that's who I'm going to go for. But in reality, the United States is a whole different animal than what we think it is.
Yeah,
So.
I get it. All right. Last question. If you were going to, not going to, I'm going to ask you to nominate three other people that graduated from Mohawk to do this podcast with me. It doesn't have to be our year. Anybody will do. Can you think of three people that I should reach out to and have a little conversation with?
Well, how about we go with Jeremy Marciano?
And why him?
He's a good friend from high school. He was actually one of the commenters on that post, and I really would love to see him kind of get in the spotlight a little bit since he's been doing a lot of good charity work so far the past couple weeks.
Okay.
The only other couple people, I mean, geez, I don't really talk. To be honest, I don't talk to a lot of people right now.
No, and that's the beauty of it. It doesn't have to be somebody that you talk to. Think of someone that you haven't heard from in 10 years that you're like, oh shit, I wonder what they're up to.
Well, how about let's go with how about Michael Camera?
Okay.
And geez, oh man. Well, you can try Stephen Beiler, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to do that.
I can try. I will make an attempt. I will promise you that. Anything else you want to share, Jesse?
Not really. I do appreciate the time, and like I said, a lot of things I'm doing right now. You really need to check out passive income because that revolutionized my mindset. And you really need to check out if you're a reader, you need to read the book. I think it's called The Secret of the Millionaire Mind, and the guy who authored it, his name is T. Harv Eker. He's the one that revolutionized my way of thinking as far as budgeting goes. You gotta check them out.
All right, I will look into both of those things. Hey, thanks so much for your time. I wish you guys well, and I will see you around Newcastle, I'm sure. All right, so take care and have a good night, and thanks again.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.